shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Shasta Unmasked, lucky number 13 episode. I'm your host this evening. My name is Ashley Winters. You don't hear from me much because I'm usually the remote guest, but tonight I get to be the lucky one to be your host. Well, Shasta County and Board of Supervisors has their night meeting, and we got people over there monitoring that situation, but I do have our other lovely co-host, Shay.
And I'm the remote host. I'm actually calling in from Santa Cruz, and I'm standing outside because my cell service here is not great. So if I get cut off, I apologize in advance.
No worries. Lucky you are to be in Santa Cruz on this balmy, warm evening here in California.
Ooh, it's beautiful here. It's about like 74 degrees. It's lovely.
Lovely. So like I said, tonight is a night meeting for Shasta County Board of Supervisors. So we're not going to have any real updates for that as the show goes on. We will, but I'm not going to try and pay too much attention to that because I would like to pay attention to our lovely listeners and our callers. Speaking of callers tonight, our number is a little bit different because I'm running a remote studio. So the number is going to be going through my system. So that phone number is 415-903-7539. That is 415-903-PLEX. And, you know, everybody feel free to call in and chime in and talk about whatever's going on in Shasta County. And I guess probably the main two things, I guess, that we're following tonight as far as the meeting is going is the media. The media issue that's kind of stemmed from last meeting, and also the charter amendment that they're trying to make for appointments, and then there's the tax thing that's on that one as well.
Another charter amendment.
Yeah, just one more to add to the pile.
I don't know. Just one more. Yeah.
Just one more.
I think they're up five or six now. Five or six amendments to the charter.
Yeah, there's several.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like we already do have another caller, which I believe is Jess. Let me just go ahead and add her in.
Perfect.
Hello, Shasta Unmasked. How can I help you?
Hey.
What's up, Jessica? Hey, Jess.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you great.
All right, so I'm standing here live at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting, and they have already gone through their supervisor report. And I just wanted to touch base on a couple of items that have already been addressed. One is Chris Kellstrom kind of made some bombshell announcements about, and Shay, I don't even know if you know about this. You might be shocked that the state is withholding funding for the trade school program at Anderson Union High School District. Did you hear about that?
I did not know that.
Chris Kellstrom announced that and said that he thinks it's because of the board's status on AB 1955 and that he's furious about it. But what do you think is going to happen when you ask someone to borrow $1 million and they say, sure, you can have it, but you have to follow our rules. And then you stand up on the news and say, just kidding, we're not going to follow your rules.
Any rules at all.
Yeah.
Right. Typically, that means they're not going to give you the money. I mean, it's kind of...
So, they're asking for reimbursement, which is, I wish I could say bad words. It's so sad for our students. I'm not going to, but...
Kids, they're using our kids as collateral damage for this political crap. It's so frustrating. I am so exhausted by this.
A group of people did say, like, well, because he was trying to blame the state, and a group of people are saying, maybe you should blame the board.
Well, I don't understand how a bunch of people who apparently don't seem to understand how loans or grants or school boards work.
Yeah.
And they want to be in charge of the loans, the grants, and the school boards.
Right.
Well, there's a special board meeting tomorrow night because our board chair wants our school to sue California. They want our school to sue Newsom.
But over
well,
what,
this is the problem. This is, yeah, right, over being forced to follow the law.
Right.
And it's not, and they're not even
the
in,
you know,
they don't even know the law or how it works or.
No.
It's all based off
of.
Yeah, it's all based off of.
They are claiming. Go ahead, Ashley.
No, you go ahead, because the school board stuff, really, honestly, is your guys' wheelhouse. So please go ahead.
Well, they're claiming that this Liberty Justice is doing this stuff pro bono. What they have not explained is if Liberty Justice loses, then all the cost of the legal fees that the state of California incurs gets charged to our school.
Wow.
And I'm sure they can afford that.
That's the way that it has been explained to me. So,
you guys, I hate to interrupt, but I should go back in. So I do want to say one more thing. During Kevin Cry's board report, he said that the media situation. So they're trying to create the new policy that says that if there is a disturbance at the board and people have to be removed, that the media also has to be removed. And now he's saying that it was the sheriff's call, but the sheriff told him that's the way it had to be. That if they had to remove, that they had to clear the boardroom chamber again, they were going to also remove media for their safety, quote unquote.
Hasn't that been fact checked though already? That's not the case. That the media is supposed to cover all the things. And if
yeah, I mean, even if police are arresting someone right there, yeah. Outside on the public road, media is supposed to be able to be present. That's the whole point of media.
Media has access to war zones.
They're to hold them accountable. Right. And so I'm saying an innocent person sitting on the ground refusing to move, like 100 pounds stripping wet, is not a public safety hazard. I'm sorry.
No.
And I should go back in, you guys. I don't want to miss anything important.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. I'll be back.
Bye, Jess.
Okay, bye.
Bye. The drama.
This seems like a very, cut and dry, clear violation of First Amendment and the freedom of the press.
Absolutely. Yes. That's what I'm saying. This has already been fact checked. If it were dangerous for the media to be involved with A, B, C, D, anything,
mm-hmm.
they would be removed from all things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
They report on car accidents. They're there when fires are happening. That is something that someone who works for the media, a journalist, is they take on that risk
right.
so that they can report out to the public. That's their job.
Yeah. And
this is
to,
insane.
I mean,
this is
they,
insane.
If, you know, any of them had the legitimate media source, like let's say Mountaintop Media wanted to be in there, I bet they wouldn't remove them.
Oh, for sure. I think we all know what this is really about.
It's,
and that's what's so frustrating is it goes back to they only want loyalists in that room with them.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
They want people who will echo all their same BS
mm-hmm.
that they push every day. They want people who are just going to agree with them and anyone else can get the hell out.
Yeah.
And they've shown that over and over and over again.
And especially
in the way they talk to people in the audience, people that come up and give their 3-minute comment, which they are entitled to do. Every citizen
mm-hmm.
in our community is entitled to do. And they, you know, reprimand them. They berate them. They treat them poorly if they don't agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
Publicly do that. That's everyone's right. You can disagree, but it's not the, you know, King Kevin's job to not allow people to speak their mind because he doesn't agree with them or they don't agree with him.
Well, he would rather do completely
it's
away
so
with,
frustrating.
With if he would do away with completely away with public comment on anything if he could because he despises it.
Well, and if we look at the you know, the movement nationally. What did we just hear from former President Trump just the other day? Okay. Christians, get out there and vote. You only have to do it one last time.
Just we'll,
one last time.
Yep.
Then it'll be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
We won't have to do it anymore.
Crazy.
This is a movement toward dictatorship in every way. And I don't think any of these people understand the repercussions of that. Just like with this charter thing, when they wanted the charter, it was so that they could push their agenda. But then when they realized that they probably won't have the majority on mm-hmm. that board,
mm-hmm.
now they want to amend a bunch of the things on the charter real quick
mm-hmm.
because that means that they don't have control over what happens next.
Right. And they want to be able to set the tone for what will be and won't be allowed by any board, even if it was more left-leaning or not as
mm-hmm.
Not as modified in feature.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
It'll
yep.
be very interesting to see how this plays out. And I don't know if you were able to watch Ben Noane's documentary.
I haven't. Yeah, I've seen like the first couple of minutes preview. I have seen a couple minute preview. I think we're coming up against a break also. Right? 6:15?
Coming up against what?
A break. Commercials.
Oh.
Commercials.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
So, we're going to go ahead and I think it's time to take a break, Ben. Is it time to take a break? I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
It's 15 minutes. Okay. So we'll be right back with Shasta Unmasked.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. All right. Thanks.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Where'd all the time go?
like to take one quick second and give a shout out to the producer, Ben, in the studio, for rolling with the punches and getting a better remote system hooked up and going. I'm very appreciative of all of his hard work and his time that he has taken to just basically kind of help me tonight and get this all set up and going. So thank you so much, Ben. I just want to give you a shout out and give you a little bit of love and appreciation.
Thank you so much.
You're the best.
You're welcome. So, Shay,
Ben,
what do we have coming up as far as school board shenanigans? I know that the whole what you and Jess were just talking about is a big issue, but what else is going on out there?
Yeah. Well, tomorrow night there's a special board meeting, which is, it'll just be a closed session meeting, and it was just called today. So I guess when they have what they consider an emergency meeting, they can do this quickly. I think the point is to ensure, just like this, media restriction. They don't want people to know what they're doing. And that's the part that should make people question what they're doing. If they're trying to push the stuff under the rug quickly and quietly, they don't feel real confident that the community would back them up on this.
No, definitely
so
not.
What our board chair wants to do is have our school agree to sue Gavin Newsom. And that's over AB 1955 passing. And what a shocker. It's exactly what Chino did. And because our school board chair is in cahoots with Chino, because Chino is in cahoots with Moms for Liberty, they do not have an original idea at all. They're just pushing this agenda. It's a political agenda. It's an ideological agenda. It's rhetoric. And frankly, our kids are the ones who are suffering for it. And they will continue to suffer for it for a long time, because the damage that they're doing is going to be lasting.
Right.
When we lose money for trade schools because they're refusing to follow the law, who in their right mind thinks that they can not follow the rules, not follow the law, and continue to get money from the state?
Well, it's
like, why would they even think that that
the irony
is a thing?
Yeah, the irony in the party of law and order wants to break all the laws and create a bunch of disorder.
Yep. Right?
And the hypocrisy is mind-boggling, because at the same time, it's like the same crowd that cries that they're being shadow banned and repressed and silenced, even though they're definitely not silent, and shadow banning is not a real thing.
Canceled. Yeah.
It really certainly wants to keep the media away from whatever they have going on. And, it's so hard to even kind of like smash a whole bunch of thoughts together to get them out, because as soon as you start thinking of one ridiculous thing, five more of them pop up in your brain. You're like, really?
Absolutely.
So you talk about everybody, you know, everything being transparent. Transparency is a word that gets thrown around a lot in that board.
Oh, another one is local control.
Local control.
And then I had to ask one of our board members about that the other day. I said, well, you guys keep talking about local control, and yet you're adopting policies from Moms for Liberty in Florida. How does that even remotely look like local control?
No.
How does that apply to our community and our kids if that's what your focus is, as you say it is? That you don't want the state telling you what to do, but you want Florida telling us what to do?
Yeah.
Well, Florida has a better idea of what our kids in Northern California should be doing?
Yeah, just like a billionaire in Connecticut has a better ideas of what to do and who to put in government here in California than they do out there, right? Right? I suppose something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Costs in reverse, Anselmo.
It's so frustrating to listen. Like, my kids will send me TikToks and stuff. I'm not much aside from Facebook, I'm not much on social media, because I'm in that old people group, you know, 40 and over, that doesn't do a lot of the other social media. But my kids will send me stuff all the time, and it's just the same rhetoric. It's just regurgitated over and over and over again. The woke libs are coming to take your kids. They're going to steal your kids. I had somebody just tell me the other day that the whole point of AB 1955 is so that Gavin Newsom can take children from their parents and accuse teachers of hate crimes so they can be arrested for hate crimes.
That's insane.
It's completely insane. Like, in what world does this make sense?
It doesn't make any sense. And I think that's what they're counting on.
I always go back to motive.
Yeah, it makes such little sense that people don't even want to go and try and look it up to debunk it, which is the sad status of what people are allowed, what we allow people to get away with instead of in their face fact-checking and pushing back.
Yep.
There is not enough pushback. And the pushback that is coming out, the pushback that is exists now is always from the same people. And there needs to be more people to push back. And if you're listening out there, and if you are one of those people that is on the fence who thinks that pushing back is going to, it's gonna cast a negative light on you, or if you're afraid that you're gonna be doxxed and harassed and all that stuff, you gotta just push through it, and you have to show up and you have to push back because otherwise.
Yeah, and I can tell you.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I was that person 5 years ago. I was that person, and then COVID happened, and stuff got crazy. Stuff got real crazy. and I think it woke a lot of people up, on both sides of the fence politically. Mm-hmm. Things got wild and crazy.
Sure.
But, the first time I stood at a school board meeting, I barely made it through. You know, I was, shaking and I was nervous and I had everything written down in front of me, and it was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy the first time. It gets a little bit easier the second time, the third time, the fourth time.
Yeah. You gotta break through.
And eventually, when you're paying attention, and when you are paying attention and you really see what's going on, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Once you're in the know, you can't just walk away from it.
Yeah.
When you can see what's happening in our local community, and we make it on national news all the time, and it's never for good things.
Nope.
It's never for good stuff. It's like, oh, there's Shasta County being crazy again. Shocker.
And I
there are people at the Board of Supervisors meetings threatening to hang supervisors.
Yeah.
Like, in what world is this okay?
It's not. It's never okay.
You know, no, it's not okay. But the more they normalize that, the more it becomes just okay. Like, you can just say whatever you want. And like our board chair right now that's the supervisor, Cry. He says whatever he wants, does whatever he wants, and there are never any repercussions. He can spew lies. Nobody ever does anything. And this is where I keep wondering, like, okay, I guess the state of California, by saying we're not going to give you this money for trade school stuff because you're not following the rules, is one way that they can kind of hold people accountable. But besides that, like, I keep looking for like somebody on a white horse to come in and save us. Like, this stuff is getting crazy. And again, our kids are the ones who are going to suffer from this. Did you just see that in the news? There was a 15-year-old kid beat to death, a homeless man in Reading.
Yeah,
it just came
I did.
Up on the news this evening.
I did. I saw that.
And what is going on?
Because
the
pushback from the right and from the extremists comes to a head when they are not getting their way. Then their last ditch effort, or the last thing that they will try, is vigilanteism and violence. And they've been threatening it and threatening it for years. And now it is time to believe them, because they've pushed as far as they possibly can, and now the repercussions are coming down the pipe, and they're coming down in ways that are from the state, which is their number one enemy. And Newsom is the head Satan in charge. So, you know, mm-hmm. this yeah. is, their backs are against the wall.
But real people, mm-hmm. this is the sad part, real people in our community are the ones who are suffering for mm-hmm. their vigilantism.
Exactly.
Like for one of our board members, was that?
No, yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you for a sec. Sorry.
That's okay.
But one of our board members, you know, went on TikTok and said, we will not comply with AB 1955. And if you are a teacher who wants to out a student, come to me, give me confidential information about a student. You're soliciting. You are literally breaking the law mm-hmm. on TikTok. You are saying it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me and give me confidential information about a student so that I can have your back and out that student with you.
That's
what
terrible.
Is going on?
That is awful.
Somebody's going to end up getting hurt.
Yeah.
Somebody is going to get hurt, and it's going to take that. But a child is going to commit suicide, or something bad is going to happen. Somebody's going to go crazy on the, you know, woke left groomer teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the stuff that they say has real repercussions.
Yeah.
We are real human beings that go into classrooms every day already scared for our lives because of gun violence mm-hmm. and, you know, school shootings. And they're promoting more of this just hateful rhetoric.
Yeah.
And it is dangerous. And frankly, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm so over it. And I really wish that somebody would come in and save us. I don't know who that somebody is or how that looks, but the only thing that I can see happening is for parents to come out and say, this stuff is not okay. We support our teachers. We support our kids. We support our public schools. We support our community, and we support law and order.
But I think also
that's
think that
the only way that I can see it changing.
Yeah, and I also think that maybe the extremists have the parents scared that they'll be doxxed or, you know, or,
yes.
Yeah. We're probably coming up against another break. If you want to give us a call and join in the conversation tonight, it's phone number is 415-903-7539. Ben, are we up against the break?
Yep, yep.
Okay. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And we're back. Thank you again for listening to Shasta Unmasked here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. We do the show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 o'clock. I'm Ashley Winters. My co-host tonight is Shay.
Hello. Again. Jess just texted and said she's going to give us an update on all the crazy that's going on at the meeting right now. So we will be waiting, impatiently waiting for her to call in.
Awesome. I love live
updates.
I wish
I could be there for that.
I know. and, after I'm done here, I will be going over to, the Echoplex Twitch channel to watch the rest of the Board of Supervisors meeting live and, be just as mad as everybody else can except for I can swear.
I'm tired of being mad.
I know.
I want board meetings to be boring again.
I know. That's
I
what
I want it to be boring.
One of my favorite quotes from Mary over the last couple of meetings was, "I am really tired of being at the forefront of change in the wrong direction in Shasta County. Can we just not do that anymore?"
Oh. Perfect quote. I love that. That's what it feels like.
I think I also got this soundbite from her from last week. It was great.
So you want to go back over and do what?
I love her. She's like the mom in the room.
She really is.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, here's these three boys over here that are just poking and just saying stupid stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one going, excuse me, what?
Yeah, what?
What is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I got
and
Jess.
You got Jess?
I got Jess. Hold on. Here she comes. Hey, Jessica, welcome back.
Go ahead, hey, go. I am still live at the Board of Supervisors meeting. And there's been a couple of updates. One, they talked about the Charter County Amendment, and it was passed, of course, because, you know, there's only three people on this board, actually. And there was a little bit of disagreement about it, and Mary Rickert, supervisor of Area 3, continued to say she thought like it was a bait and switch, that we shouldn't be having amendments before it's even made a law, or whatever it's called, and Kevin Cry said, he was interviewing a person that was giving public comment up there, and he said, excuse me, so how many other counties have a charter county or are interested in it? And they said 60. And he said, oh, there's 50 of them. And Mary Rickard said, in how many years? And they said 50. And she's like, oh, one a year? So she made a good one with Kevin Cry, and he was pretty upset about that. But, that's what happened. They passed it anyways, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, of course.
That happened. And then they just had a conversation, no vote, right now on what is it that we're talking about here? The taxes for the, boats and luxury items, because they want to decrease by 25%, I believe, the taxes if you have luxury items. And so there's a little bit of discussion going on there. The official that's in charge of that is saying that she can't really tell what the amount is that the current tax is off or not. And that, you know, they do fair audits every time that there's a new year with taxes needing to be paid. And Kevin Cry seems to be pushing it a bit. So I don't know. Maybe he has a couple boats in his backyard.
Nobody said anything about the media thing yet?
We talked about that already. That was my last update.
Oh, it's done. It's done though. Like, did they vote?
Yeah, they are. There wasn't a vote. It was a new policy they put in place that they're now blaming it on the sheriff.
And they don't have to have a vote to put that policy in place?
I don't think so, because it's an administrative policy.
Okay. Well, they would have done it anyway, because, like you just
said.
But
I forgot to mention last time, let's take a guess. Okay, let's play a game real quick.
Yay!
Let's go around the room and raise your hand if you think any single media person is in that box. No? Okay. Yep. No, none of us are in there. So if the box is empty and the media people are out in the room and they're not very happy with the decision. And one media person said that there would be litigation because it's unlawful.
I hope I know what media person that was.
Unlawful.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Interesting.
Anyways, that's what's happening now. We've had some public comment, of course, the usuals. We've got Dolores up there. We can say her name since she wouldn't mind. Let's see if I can get public comment from someone that's standing here. You guys want me to get someone on the phone?
Yeah.
We got Dolores here.
Hold
though,
on.
Too. You guys are all full of it.
Yeah. you want to be on the air?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Here's Nathan Pinkney.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, what are we talking about?
We're talking about
trying to get your take on what happened.
Talking about what? Let me get a little further away. There's like people around me. I can't hear.
No worries.
I'm at the board meeting, so stress levels are, I'm always on guard.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. What's your take on what's happening there tonight?
So aside, we haven't got the public comment yet. And aside from, Kevin being, an insecure little dork, that's really all that's happening so far.
Thank God I'm
not a good public comment. Like, sometimes I will write a speech beforehand, and sometimes I don't have anything prepared. I just come in and I watch the meeting, and then by the time public comment comes, I just have so much that I want to say, and that's going to be one of those nights tonight.
Yeah,
I just write down little talking points and go through those.
I just wonder why they even include public comment anymore. Like, we talked to Jenny the other night, and she made a great point when she said they already have made up their minds before they have these meetings. Those three have already made up their minds about what's going to happen. They all vote together in unison, which means that either they're illegally meeting with each other and talking about this stuff ahead of time, or they have done no homework and they're just going, tell us what to say, King Cry, tell us what to say. Which way should we vote?
Right. And it's like, this is how it has to be. This is how it has to be until, Patrick's gone or, hopefully Mary Rickard obviously wins. But this majority, it is what it is. Whenever it's a big decision, a big decision that affects everybody in the county, these three don't care. They just vote in representation of what they think is the loud, majority. But it is absolutely the silent majority, but it's absolutely the loud minority, There are so many more people in Shasta County that want different things than what these three people are representing.
Right. Which is why we get on this radio show every week and plead to the community to please show up, because your voices need to be heard. Otherwise, the crazy town is going to keep happening and it's just going to keep getting crazier. And it's not in a good way.
No, that is like public comment. Really, honestly, at this point, it's great for social media, for other people to see what's going on. But for the majority of this board, it means absolutely nothing. It doesn't even matter if it's someone on their own side. That might help them feel more justified, but it doesn't matter. They've already made these decisions beforehand. It's already been made. Whatever little chat group, their little Telegram or their Signal that we can't PRA, they've already discussed this. I don't know if they meet it in person, whatever it is. It's a violation, and they make these decisions beforehand, how they're going to do it, how they're going to circumvent the system and swindle the people of Shasta County. And our voices literally don't matter here
Yeah.
for
this meeting itself.
And how much is this going to cost our county? when they keep doing this illegal stuff. Like, they even got a loyalist attorney to just mm-hmm. give them the go-ahead to do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. It's insane. And Larmore is just, he's the highest paid attorney in Shasta County over the DA, over everybody, over Barr and Mudford. He is the highest paid attorney in Shasta County. And his girlfriend
green light
is
to do what
they Kevin
want.
Cry's private business employee. I don't know how people cannot see that that is just absolute corruption. And he doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he doesn't understand everything. I think he said incorrect things when it came to Ben's nomination and the simple majority vote. Because there's case laws, there's things, that should have been taken into account. But no, it's not about doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's about making sure that a voice of opposition doesn't get thrown into the mix with what they want the election commission to be.
Right, right. Okay, we're coming up against the break again. Thank you, Nathan, for your report live from the, I know they go by so fast, from the BOS.
Yeah.
If you want to also give us a call, phone number is 415-903-7539. We will be right back.
.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I always got to do the dirty work.
Yep, Dolores, we're here to let you, we're here for you. Shay, you still with us?
Yep.
All right, well, we have another call, so we'll go ahead and roll over to that here real quick. Hello, Shasta Unmasked. Yay. What can I do for you?
Hey, it's Steph.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Steph. So I just got the phone back from the attendee that was on the call earlier, mm-hmm. and I just didn't want to miss you and say goodbye. I'm going to go in and listen to public comment, and then I'm going to head out of here. But thank you guys for holding down the fort tonight.
Of course.
And have a good last few minutes.
All right. Thanks,
thank
Jess.
You.
Don't get anybody, don't get any fist fights over there.
Bye. I'm going. All right, I promise. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Who would think you could do a whole radio show about how crazy our supervisor meetings are?
Oh, honey, listen. It's doing this show for almost 4 years. I've been doing this show. I can't even begin to describe. So I had a friend of mine come out last weekend. And, you know, we didn't see each other for a while, so we're sitting out in the backyard and we're kind of talking. And I was trying to explain, like, even a tiny situation of what goes on in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors thing. And you can't even do that without, like, okay, wait a minute. First, I have to explain this to you. Okay, wait a minute. Now I have to explain this other thing to you.
Right.
And
that is what's really frustrating, yeah. right? Like, you have the backstory. You have to go all the way back.
Several layers and concentric circles back until you can get to a point to where it's like, okay, I've given you enough backstory. Now I can explain the original thing that I wanted to tell you about. But the interest in Shasta County and this whole local political climate that has been curated by these people who just want some who claim to want some normality, but they don't, because then that would take their spotlight away. There is such a following, and because it is so absolutely outrageous. If I tried to write this even as clearly as it was, like as if it was a documentary, and pitch it as a sitcom or something to a network, they'd be like, nah, it's too unbelievable.
Yeah.
Nobody would watch this.
Yeah.
And, you know, make it like a combo of like,
money off this.
Yeah, like a combination of like a Night Court and Parks and Rec would be Suits. And it would be amazing. It would be the best show on TV.
Right? I think we need to do that.
Speaking
of which, we should give a little shout out to ourselves that our viewership increased by 281% in 28 days this last month.
Oh my God,
so,
that's amazing.
So people want to hear what we have to say. Now we just got to get the action to happen.
Shout out to myself.
We're telling the story. Shout out to your damn self. Absolutely.
So,
Somebody
on our side, as our community continues to grow and come together, I am very, very, very proud, especially of the people who were on the fence and are now coming forward and being more active and paying more attention and pushing back. And, you know, even those, if you don't think it matters, it does. Those comments on Facebook where you debunk misinformation, those conversations that you have at the chambers, the conversations that you have afterwards, don't ever, this is another point that I like to make, and I don't really get to make it on here very often, and I really want to make it right now, is getting into these spaces and pushing back. Even if you are pushing back against somebody, like say like a main proponent, like a Leslie or a Laura Hobbs or any one of these other people who are real, real public in these spaces and at these meetings, don't go into conversations with them thinking that you're going to change their mind, because you're not.
No,
what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the ear of the people around you. You're trying to get the ears of their audience and peel them away. Because those are the ones that are that you can influence by giving them correct and accurate information that doesn't come with an agenda. It doesn't come with any kind of money attached to it. It is literally just presenting facts and information that is against the motives and the agenda that the extremists are trying to push to force people mm-hmm. to comply with whatever it is that they believe in.
Right.
And your beliefs
we need to point out over and over again
yeah.
that these are the extremists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's frustrating too, is that so many of my conservative friends feel like they get wrapped up into the Kevin Cry group,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there are so many of my conservative friends who think that what they are doing is abhorrent, but they don't say anything. They don't publicly come out against it as much as they should. It's like, I feel like those voices are more important than my voice.
Right.
I already am on the left side of the fence, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So those conservative friends who can see what they're doing is just so wrong. It's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, limiting media access is wrong. We
yeah.
know this. And it doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on.
Exactly.
Limiting media access is wrong. Having, you know, midnight meetings is wrong.
Yeah.
Trying to keep things, you know, below the surface so people don't know is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Call them out. And your voice is more important than mine, I feel like.
I think that
it's like when women talk about women's rights,
mm-hmm.
it's more important when we hear from the men talk about women's rights,
yes.
you know, like
yes,
you need
yes.
that voice of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just me complaining all the time, and it's not just you complaining all the time. It's not just the woke libs complaining about what they're doing. We need that other voice.
Yeah.
We need sane individuals, and
yeah.
We don't need to be separated.
Yeah.
Sanity unites us.
Yeah. And it's those,
sanity.
Those conservatives that don't like what is going on and do not like these extremists
mm-hmm.
speaking for them. Your voices are the most important. Do not be
yes,
afraid
absolutely.
Of, don't, and mm-hmm. it's the pushback, right? It's the retaliation that they're afraid of.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
the most that they can do, and the most that they honestly will ever do, is use words. And you can fight
mm-hmm.
against those words with facts. You can.
Right.
And you should. And the time is
yep.
well beyond now. You have to start doing
yeah.
that because
yeah.
you're fighting for...
The time was yesterday.
Yeah, because
yeah.
you're fighting for not yourself.
Yeah.
You're fighting for your children. You're fighting for your children's children.
Mm-hmm.
You're fighting for the disenfranchised.
Yeah.
And you're fighting for the people
yep.
who are having a really hard time being able to either speak up for themselves or not.
Mm-hmm.
And we got 1 minute
right.
left. I would just like to say thank you for our callers. Thank you, Jess, for calling in and giving us updates. Thank you so much, Shay, for
yep.
for remoting in and being
yeah.
a co-host with me. This is Shasta Unmasked.
Glad I didn't lose you.
Yeah, seriously, your connection was great.
yeah.
We'll be back next Tuesday,
yeah.
6 o'clock, and check us out on Spotify and iTunes. Check out our Facebook page, Shasta Unmasked. And we're here. We ain't going anywhere. And I'll be on twitch.tv/EchoPlexMedia to watch the Board of Supervisors meeting. And, that's
all
it.
Right.
And that's all, folks. Thank you so much. Thanks again.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.